All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Possible Oscar Posker Cast. Like, nice fade out, boys.
Hey, thank you.
This is episode number 10.
Number 10!
And for our 10th episode, we did something special. We did an a cappella intro for you there. I hope you enjoyed that.
I hope you're still listening now.
What the hell is this?
So, what have we been doing? We've been recording tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight totally. We recorded. Last week we talked about how we were rehearsing for our acoustic EP, Songs from the Banana Hammock. We might as well just admit that the banana part is going to be in there. It's implied if it's not actually in the title. So,
yeah.
Songs from the Banana Hammock. It's there.
Thank you.
We'll leave a space on the picture there for you to write in banana.
Yeah, yeah. If you choose to doctor it in that fashion. Some people maybe not for it. Others are.
This guy is.
This guy is always. So we were recording our acoustic arrangement of Talk Nerdy to Me.
Can I just clarify something? You guys were recording and I was just kind of piddling away on the bass.
Wow.
Dude, you were
awesome. Have it on record that you were recorded too.
Yeah, okay.
As proof that we were recording, I think I'm going to give the audience a little taste. Do you think I should give them a taste?
Oh, yeah.
Taste it. Taste it, baby.
Do you think they want to taste it?
That's how they get addicted.
Just a little bit.
Somebody unzip the beast.
This is free.
All right.
Flop.
Here we go. I'm just going to give you a little tease of what we recorded tonight. This was an early form. Could be some things that need to be fixed, but here you go. That's all I'm going to give you.
I felt as though I was transported to Morocco.
It is. It has a little bit of a little bit of a other continental
but
feel.
We won't tell them what the song is because they probably wouldn't be able to tell.
I already said it was Talk Nerdy to Me.
Yeah. Oh, don't. I'm not even listening to my own. It's the show.
It's the sadder version or the minor key version. It's a little different. Obviously, no vocals have been recorded yet. That'll be coming later on. But there you go. Acoustic. Yeah. You got John and myself playing acoustic guitar, Nathan playing his sexy new Schecter bass.
Mm-hmm. Schecter.
And the percussion setup is bongos, snare drum played with brushes, and a tambourine placed on the floor played with the foot. Mm. I think it sounds pretty cool.
Yes.
I like it so far. Yeah. So that's just a taste of what you can look forward to with the acoustic EP coming up later this summer, early fall 2010.
It'll come with a free bag of dope.
Word.
Right.
So you can sit in your hippie circle.
Right on. I'm going to go around this hippie circle here. I'm going to see if anyone has any new media things they want to talk about. We'll start with John. John, have you seen any movies, listened to any music, played any games? Did you buy anything out of a supermarket vending machine that you want to talk about?
No, I've just been playing Mass Effect 2. Like a madman. So I don't know if that game's old or new. Is it new?
It's came out in spring, like March. Oh, okay. I think.
Okay.
Have you been playing any DLC on it?
No, not yet. I heard there's a whole new character and all that. And
yep.
So I'm kind of tempted, but right now it's like I'm close to the end, so I don't want to download a new character now because it's kind of pointless. But it's pretty fun, and I'm addicted. So there you go.
Awesome. Jeff?
Word. What?
Anything?
On the drive-in.
Yes.
Yes. I heard a commercial that got me excited. It was it was a Folgers commercial, I believe, with Aaron Neville singing the theme song.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does Aaron Neville have to do with coffee, by the way?
I don't know. Would you like a sample?
I would like to hear if you have this. Maybe you have a recording of it. You can play for us.
Let me start it. It went something like this. Some people just know how to fly. Wait. Let me.
Irish Neville in color.
Oh,
that's it.
Before the show, we were kind of riffing on this, and Jeff said he thought he sounded Irish, so we started. It kind of morphed into Irish Neville.
That's all my accents that come out Irish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Irish Neville is my Pogues cover band, by the way. for those of you who know how to play that game. There you go. Nathan, you're next. Any media things you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I watched Repo Man, which is actually a movie I wanted to catch in the theater.
Is that Repo Men? Is that the one with...
is it Men or Man?
Isn't it with Emilio Estevez?
I think that's the Repo Man.
Oh. See, I thought you... Okay, that's the newer one, right?
My apologies. The new one.
With Jude Law.
With Jude Law. Yeah, that's the name I'm looking for.
Forest Whitaker.
Forest Whitaker. Does he still have crazy eye?
Yeah. Okay. But it didn't really become apparent until the end of the movie when it was, like, really crazy. The first half, you're like, I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's getting worse. Oh, my God, that man is insane.
He is a madman.
But if you... Don't get discouraged by the amount of violence, which seems kind of mindless at the time. It all comes together at the end of the movie. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was really well done. And I don't want to give too much away, but it was a little like Brazil, if you're familiar. And I love the movie Brazil, so this was right up my alley. Oh, I like that whole 1984 thing. So
awesome. That's was Robert De Niro in it in a black
also no
burglar outfit?
Seriously, if you haven't seen Robert De Niro in Stardust, best role he's ever done.
Really?
I'm just
that's saying a lot.
Yeah. Better than Analyze That?
Oh.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, wait. I rescind my earlier statement.
Statement rescinded. Well, thanks for sharing, Nathan.
Yeah, no problem.
That was lovely. I guess that leaves me left to complete the circle jerk.
What have you been doing?
Wow.
Get on that cracker, bitch.
Last week, it was apparently a light podcast week for me, and I was kind of bored with the music I had on my iPod, so I threw it on Twitter. I said, give me some ideas of a band you think I might have on my iPod, and... I'll listen to that. And I don't think anyone picked anything that I actually had on my iPod. But I got a number of suggestions of things to check out. And of these things I have checked out, I liked a number of them. The things I checked out were the new Arcade Fire album called The Suburbs. And I'm not really an Arcade Fire fan, but I think I might like the new album and it might get me to go back and listen to their earlier stuff. I thought their earlier stuff was just really pretentious and... I don't know. I like experimentation and I like taking chances, but sometimes when it's too obvious that you're trying to be different, it bugs me.
Yeah.
So
I like pretension.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But their new album, I don't know. I'm kind of connecting to it a little bit more. So Arcade Fire, I'm giving you another chance. I also checked out, let's see, a band from Scotland that I had never heard of before. This is our Scope fan, Dan Taylor from the UK. He said a band called Biffy Clyro. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. An odd name, no idea where the name comes from. Apparently they've been around for a while in Scotland and finally kind of started to break out really big in the UK. Definitely poppy alternative rock with some kind of prog rock bits to it. I'm really enjoying that album quite a bit. So I recommend checking that out. I forget the name of the new album, but it's their latest one. And let's see, the third album I checked out, a band called The Gaslight Anthem. Anyone heard of them?
Heard of them.
I think they're from New Jersey. They definitely have that kind of roots rock Springsteen sound to them, though I find it to be a little bit more modern.
Jersey? Fuck them.
I'm liking it quite a bit. It's very rootsy, very earnest at times.
Jersey. Love you.
So if you're not into that kind of earnest storytelling kind of song, that you're probably not going to like it, but I'm enjoying it. So that's three albums I'm enjoying.
Ernest Goes to Jail. It's not Ernest Goes to Jail.
No.
Okay.
No, Ernest as in, you know, like feeling it, you know. Yeah.
I try to be funny on the radio, but it doesn't work on the radio.
I believe that album's called American Slang. So three albums. Arcade Fire, Biffy Clyro, The Gaslight Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got. I
check it out.
We're here nearing the 10-minute mark. You guys, anything else you want to talk about?
John was working on a macaroni sound earlier.
What?
What?
Give me so. How did it go?
Oh, the eating macaroni sound?
Yeah.
Hey, I got some too.
Can I have some?
Go ahead.
That sounds delicious.
Hey, this is radio right here.
Yes, it is. Mm.
None for you, Jeff.
Does that have wiener in it?
Yes.
I can cut one up for you.
All right. I think that's enough of the show. Thanks for joining us here. Do you guys want to bring in the music? Thanks for listening to the show. This has been the Posker Cask. You check us out at PossibleOscar.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Send us questions. Ask us stuff. Do whatever you want. And that's it for the show. Join us next time.